Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here. Let me adjust the camera here. As you know, we're on the road in our makeshift studio. Glad to be with you. We are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And we have a show near and dear to my heart, which is election fraud. And folks, assuming we have an election, assuming someone like Donald Trump is still able to run, is knocked out by these phony legal processes, there's some other things going on that our guest, Sharona Bishop, is going to expose. And she's at the forefront of a lot of controversial things, and we're honored to have her on. Before we go there, though, there are 1,080 banks on the watch list now. Jerome Powell, 4 weeks ago, said banks are going to fail. The FDIC can cover 0.7% of all total bank deposits. If your retirement's in there, the Dodd-Frank law of 2010 allows the banks to take it. Yes, it's unconstitutional, but it's what they're going to do. Why give them the chance? Let Noble Gold do for you what they've done for me. And what they've done for me is I've diversified, I've reallocated, and I have minimal exposure in the bank now. And you should too. And I don't care what bank you're in. They say the regional banks are the only ones. If you don't think that JP Morgan won't steal your money, think again. If you don't think Bank of America won't steal your money, think again. So I'm going to give you a way for me to send you a free information packet digitally. No pressure. No one's going to call you. But Noble Gold's the best people I've ever dealt with. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's Dave. HodgesGold.com, and it'll include the number for Noble Gold. And trust me, with the UN taking over healthcare on May 27th, oh, yeah, that date's coming with the World Health Organization and with the banks being stressed. And hey, listen, folks, we're entering a really dangerous time right now. Don't put this off. And in fact, actually, our topic today fits right into this attack on the American people. Sharona, I'm so glad you're with us. Before we jump into things here, would you mind telling us about your organization? Because I know you were a victim of the FBI. We covered that numerous times on our show. They abused you simply for speaking up for kids in a legal and civilized manner. And then that you they kind of did to you what they did to me, and they turned you into an advocate. And you're with a great organization right now. Tell the audience about what it is that your organization does.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, just to qualify a little bit even more, add a little more fire to your commercial there regarding gold. I was in Aspen, Colorado last year at the Aspen Fact Fest. It was a counter to the Aspen Ideas Fest that they hold annually to push all of their propaganda. And
Nice.
Jim Crown, who was on the board with Jamie Dimon and JP Morgan and Chase, was killed that night that we finished, that Saturday night. He was killed in a very bizarre situation. Excuse me, it was Sunday morning, early Sunday morning. He was killed in a very bizarre situation on a roundy round track in the midst of all of the multi-millions of dollars of money that had been laundered through JP Morgan and Chase to support Epstein and his extracurricular activities. And so if you think Jimmy Dimon is on your side, I don't think so. I mean, I'm not into conspiracies, but it is the craziest story. We'll have to tell that sometime. So I agree with you, buy gold.
Well, witnesses are being offed all across the country.
Oh
The two
boy.
witnesses, the whistleblowers from Boeing Airlines, both off, and it's just like business as usual. And
Oh, Dave.
another whistleblower with the banking industry, he died under mysterious. I mean, this is all over the
Yeah.
country right now. They're killing
Yeah.
off the whistleblowers.
They really are. Jim Crown's original, the sheriff's report originally that we got our hands on right away said blunt force trauma. Of course, that evolved as the story went on. So you're
That's
exactly
homicide.
right. Business as usual. It's
That's homicide.
crazy.
Well, tell us about your organization, though,
Yes.
because American, I love
Yeah.
it. Go ahead. What do you
Yeah.
guys
So
do?
Sharona Bishop. So I run a platform called America's Mom. And through the course of this, I was able to connect with Mike Lindell. We had a lot of election issues and challenges in the state of Colorado that people have probably heard a little bit about. I got to share a lot of that with you the last time you had me on. So thank you again for inviting me back on. We've
Pleasure.
really needed to get this message out that the federal government is weaponizing against regular people who have the right, the duty, and the obligation to investigate their local elections, period. It's your responsibility, actually. And the federal government has actively been trying to silence that. And so Mike Lindell formed what's called the Lindell Offense Fund. And that's where I've been working for the last 2.5 years. Also, we've been raising funds for the multiple lawsuits, Maricopa County, Carrie Lake's lawsuit, and over, I think we're up to 70 different lawsuits across the country now that we're funding and helping to support people on the ground who are actively trying to expose the criminal behavior of these electronic voting machine companies and their secretaries of state. states, the heads of associations, the clerks associations who also are in collusion with them, and prevent local clerks from doing their actual job, which is to oversee a real election. The clerk, an election clerk or a county clerk is elected by the people with the understanding and intention that they're going to be the ones running the election. But that's just not what is going on in America. And people really need to understand this. Your clerk is little more than a figurehead in most states in this union right now, where they've centralized elections back to the Secretary of State. They are absolutely a figurehead, like the state of Colorado and California, New York. They've centralized those elections. So there really is no control and no accountability on the local level anymore for your elections. So it's really, really critical. The work that we do in the Lindell Offense Fund, is that me? I'm sorry. In the Lindell Offense Fund is we're helping to support the grassroots on the ground. We don't have any lobbyists that we're working with. We don't have anybody turning our neck. We simply go where the grassroots are and we help them to secure their elections. It has been the privilege of a lifetime to be able to do this and to do it on a national scale. I worked heavily in Colorado from 2017 until 2022 after our home had been raided and we knew we were not going to have any peace in the state of Colorado. We did move to the state of Texas partly. I still spend more than half of my time in the state of Colorado. I still have my residency in Colorado, even because I didn't want to abandon it completely. But we recognized our kids were not going to be able to be, they weren't going to be safe in the state of Colorado. So, along with bad elections, you have, it's interesting how it follows suit. You have bad elections, and then you have these extremely disgusting and perverted laws that are passed to allow pedophiles to get near your children and have zero accountability. And they kind of go hand in hand, right? No protection over your elections, and then pedophiles are everywhere running your state. It's incredible. But that's pretty much what has happened here. So as we've done this, Mike Lindell, last year at the symposium that was held in August in Missouri, which was actually the home of the first paper ballot hand count election that was ran by our team and Linda Rantz. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes because I know there's a lot of tough things going on. And you mentioned at the beginning that in assuming there is an election in 2024. Well, I believe there will be an election in 2024. I've never really wavered on that. And I say really because I may have had one moment where I thought, holy cow, but I
Well,
don't think so. There, yeah.
we cannot assume there won't be,
Yeah.
but I will tell you this, with the World Health Organization coming in and what they're doing with the bird flu now, and I won't go into all that, but they're doing a lot, they could lock us down if they feel that they can't win an election by cheating enough. I mean, Biden's
Yeah.
approval rating, I've got two sources in the Pentagon that look at elections and they're sick of it. And they've approached me through a third party source that knows me well, retired lieutenant general, and they told me this. Biden's approval rating is between 9 and 12%. It's not what you're seeing in the media. And these guys have their finger on the pulse. So I'm just saying to you that would it shock me if they kept us from having an election? No, I think the odds favor we will have an election. But I also think they don't mind if we have a civil war. And I'm starting to see them really not caring about what gets out, what gets exposed, that is basically going to turn people into avenging mobs. So, but I do agree with you. I'm
Yeah,
proceeding as if there's going to be an election and we have to.
yes. Yeah, I think that there will be. I really, really do. I think if they were going to do civil war, it should have happened in 22. I think that's when the country was less awake to the deep state and what's happening there, and they really could have pitted us against one another. But the last year and a half, you know, watching the Teamsters and the union leaders of Southside Chicago come together with Mike Lindell just a few months ago to announce they were supporting Donald J. Trump, let me know that we're not in the same place we were even in 2022. The blinders are coming off. You've got turbo cancers resulting from the shots. You've got suddenly is happening still everywhere at every age group. And people are finally willing to make the connection. They want peace. They want real safety in this country. And I think they're finally willing to take off those rose-colored glasses they've had on with the Democrat Party as at large and Joe Biden in particular and say, this is not the life that we want to have. It's not the life we want to live. There's going to be some holdovers, but they don't shoot guns, so we don't really care. They
No.
can't do what we were fearful of. I also spent some time recently on behalf of Frank Speech, which is another arm of the Lindell Offense Fund. We recognize, like you do, you need to have your own media. We're constantly blocked from MSM. They never tell the truth about anything. And so we needed to have our own media. And Mike Lindell launched Frank Speech to be that place, that voice that could really get true news out to everybody. And we were recently at the Make Europe Great Again conference. And I really, you have some of the smartest listeners. I've had such great response and feedback from your audience. And I wanted them to know that the rest of the world is really looking to America to be strong, to recapture that, that heroic, courageous, independent spirit again. That formed this country and gives people all over the world so much courage to act out on behalf of their own self-determination. And it's a beautiful thing. It's not a selfish thing or a self-centered thing. They want to see America do well because when America's doing well, they are doing well. They've said if Trump was not elected in 2024, they're looking at a 20-year decline. Some of those countries have only been free out from under communism for 25 years. So they're literally talking about going back to the dark ages if Donald Trump does not win.
That's one thing I've
And so,
noticed is the Eastern European countries that were behind the Iron Curtain, their citizens, and especially the ones that come here. In fact, I'll give you an example. There's a lady that I worked with on satellite phones a couple of years ago, and she was from one of these countries, and she said, "I'm so distressed to see what's happening here, mimicking what I escaped from." And I hear that from a lot of people that live behind the Iron Curtain.
it's true. It's absolutely true. They are so surprised at us. We would allow our government to take us over, shut off our social media, take over our businesses, mask us up, force us into our homes. They really couldn't believe that we allowed that to happen. So 27 countries came together for the Make Europe Great Again conference. They were members of parliament, mostly EU nations, by the way, who are pushing back on the woke agenda of the EU also. And they want to see America thrive. Most of these countries do not have guns, and they love that about America, that we have guns. They don't know what to do with them, but they love that we have them. And they really want to see us win because then they win. So with that in mind, Mike Lindell had created a plan. And when I went over, the goal was to share that plan with them and what we're doing here in the States to secure all 3,143 counties. Now think about that for a second. There are only 3,143 counties in this entire country. That's it. That's all. I've heard people that are very intelligent throw things like 30,000, 40,000 counties. How can we possibly prevail? It's not true. It's a very, it's not, you know, it's less than four fingers. There's only a few counties. And we, right now, with our grassroots organization called Cause of America that works with the people on the ground, specifically our volunteers, this is all part of the Lindell Offense Fund. What we've built is absolutely incredible so that people could have a place to come to get the information they need to save their counties. That's what we're after. We're not talking about top down, we're talking about bottom up. And this is how we save this country.
Can
We
the
have over three.
sheriff, can a
Oh,
sheriff of a county make
absolutely.
a difference? Richard Mack is a very good
Yes.
friend of mine, and you're going to send me back to him and say, "Richard, what are we doing about this?"
Well,
Have
so
you
he
worked with?
actually, we actually, he convened a special meeting last month. I believe it was only 6 weeks ago or so, maybe 8 weeks now. And Mike Lindell and our team went out, and it was all about the plan and where the sheriff fits in to
Okay.
securing the elections. Absolutely. Yeah, that's all part of literally the plan, lindellplan.com, to secure this country. Here's the thing. You are so confident, Dave. You know your rights, you know your constitution, you know how the people win. We need everyone listening to you to just adopt that spirit, adopt that level of confidence that you know what you know what you know, and then of course work on it as you go. But what I've noticed in the room with politicians who are resisting getting out of the machines or resisting the requests of their constituents is they are resistant if the citizenry is meek. If the citizenry seems weak and meek, they don't listen to them. But when you have a citizenry that is educated, is confident in what they're bringing forward, has the tools, has all of the information that we provide, the details about elections and what's going on with these machines in really fifth grade language, we don't make it technical because otherwise I wouldn't be able to do it. And we need moms, we need every mom being able to engage in their civic responsibility. So the information isn't given to you in a way that's hard to understand. It's not. It's very simple, but it's emphatic, and it gives you the confidence to be able to go boldly before your county commissioners to defund electronic voting machines. So let me walk through how the plan works.
Okay.
Every single county, so we have over 300,000 volunteers right now across the country. 300,000 volunteers in 3,143 counties across the country. The goal right now for them and what they're working on emphatically right now is to keep pushing their county commissioners, who usually hold the purse strings for the election clerk's office, to go to paper ballot hand count elections. Now, obviously, people are going to say immediately, well, what about the states that make it illegal? There's only a few, by the way. I think there's only one state that doesn't do paper ballot hand count, and that's the state of Georgia, because they literally don't have paper ballots. So obviously, the people of Georgia are fighting that, left and right. We've been watching an amazing battle, Georgia, Vote GA. If you're not following what's going on there, you should. That is our founders right there. The spirit they have and the way they're pushing back on these globalists that have infiltrated Georgia is incredible. So we really only have one state in the union that doesn't use a paper ballot. Everywhere else where it's illegal not to use a machine, we've said that's fine. You run the paper ballot hand count first, and then you can push it through the machines. And that's wonderful. So right now, people are working in every county, talking with their county commissioners to get out of the machine or run a parallel paper ballot hand count election. Well, how do we do that, Sharona? The number one questions people bring up is the cost. Isn't it more expensive to do a paper ballot hand count? Of course not. You guys already know that even before I said it. The contracts that the counties are in with these machines are $1 million a year contracts. It does not cost $1 million a year to do paper ballot hand count elections. In fact, I'm so excited that we're having this conversation right now because we just implemented a tool on our website, lindellplan.com, that you can literally use to put in your population and your, or I think you load the two previous elections so that you know roughly the outcome of voters. And it will tell you exactly how many volunteers you need to have, exactly what the cost is going to be. And it gives you the numbers that you're going to need to take back to your county commissioners and your election clerk and say, actually, it's not going to be $1.2 million. It's going to be $200,000. That's it. So we just did that. That literally just launched on Tuesday. We were on a call with Moms for America, empowering over 200 mothers on there to get this information out to their local clerks. We need person by person. So we start with communicating with the commissioners. We bring the real truth and evidence to them of what it's going to cost. And then from there, we are actively engaged in making sure that we're spreading out this information. And it really is that simple because we believe this is an information war and we're not
Are
looking for civil war.
Are you finding that a lot of the clerks are George Soros associated?
No, what I think we're really finding, secretaries of state, yes.
Yes, definitely.
Local election clerks, no. There are a couple bad ones, of course, but we've been able to get some of the worst ones that have been there forever, appointed by the Democrat Association and all that. We've actually been able to get them to resign. And that's happened consistently across the country. And that's wonderful.
Oh.
But for the most part, though, these are regular people who stepped into a very complicated job. What they did not know anything about because they're not tech savvy. They don't know what they're doing. And I mean that respectfully. They're not meant to know what they're doing. They don't know. I mean, we have to have the greatest experts in the world explain what's going on in these machines to us.
Okay.
Okay,
I
your
have
local
found,
clerk
though,
is
in
not that.
Arizona, there is a Soros factor in some of the secretaries of state. At the state level, yeah, we have an ex cartel lawyer who's our secretary of state in Arizona. But in Yavapai County, the former secretary, excuse me, election official, they were very tied into Soros. And they were the problem. That's the most conservative county in America,
Yes.
Yavapai County. And yet the election results were totally flipped in favor of Joe Biden in 2020. And we link it back. And there was even an attempted murder associated with that office from a leak of information. I won't go into the detail. I'll tell you
Wow.
privately off the phone. But I know about this firsthand. I sat down with two legislators, two Republican officials from that county, and the two victims, the attempted homicide victims. And I heard the story firsthand. So there are some clerks that are compromised. I don't know what the story is across the board. And also, too, the county clerk and recorder of Maricopa County is a big part of the problem.
Okay,
He's tied into their
100%.
corrupt county supervisors. And in fact,
Well,
they actually took out a political action campaign against Carrie Lake and other America First candidates, GOP versus GOP. Doesn't make any sense.
no, it doesn't, but you point out something really great that is does need to be talked about here, and that is the bribing of these clerks. And especially in these significant counties where they're trying to keep a globalist stronghold. I don't even want to say Democrat stronghold anymore because it's a globalist stronghold. The goal really is to reduce America to a third world country. They're sick of us. They're jealous of us. They hate what we've been able to accomplish. It was never supposed to happen. I mean, this stems way back to 1776. We were never supposed to be this great. And they hate it. And so, yes, the globalists have definitely got their people in there. People who are part of the World Economic Forum always really give me pause and make me nervous. But more than that, people who refuse to look at evidence, refuse to listen to their citizenry. They're elected as representatives. So when you have people who come, like you saw in Arizona and like you saw in Colorado, and they line up week after week for months, for years, giving testimony and demanding and requesting and crying and pleading and begging to get out of these contracts with these electronic voting machines, issuing lawsuits, serving cease and desist orders, doing everything the citizenry is required to do in order to hold their elected representatives accountable, and the elected representative gives them the finger. You know there's something really wrong there. And what John
Exactly.
Thaler, as you mentioned earlier, was able to show all of us, not just him, by the way, I've seen other mortgages. I've seen the same thing happening in Colorado under a congressman that tried to run there in Colorado, and thankfully we caught it. I've seen it in Tennessee, massive, same sort of game plan going on in Tennessee. But my understanding is, yes, that the Sinaloa cartel is very embedded all throughout the country, and they are doing these deals with the mortgages where they fund the candidate through the mortgage. The famous joke is to a governor, "How many houses do you have?" And he's like, "I don't know," right?
Well,
Because
it goes to
there's
buy
all
off the
this.
judges that handle
It
election
does.
cases. In fact,
Yep, that's
Carrie
exactly
Lake
right.
proved her case. You had 60% of the
Yes.
voting machines in Republican-dominant districts in Maricopa
Yes.
County fail on opening, and that was established in court, and yet the judge said free and fair election. That judge is bought off.
Yes. 100%. And that would be, so when we talk about Mike Lindell and why he's been so successful in launching the Lindell Offense Fund and this action across the country that's taking place, why he has evoked such a following, such commitment, such loyalty, is because he is never going to deviate from what he saw. You can't unsee what you've seen. And there's not enough money in the world. You can't bribe him, just like you can't bribe President Trump. He's proven that he can't be bought. But one of the other things about him is he always watches for deviations. You just named one. Made no sense at all. The actions that were taken made no sense that a judge couldn't rule on that and dismiss the case completely. That case was so solid that even the Democrat attorney, his name is escaping me right now, is very, very famous. Gosh,
I know
I'm
the
so
name's
sorry, it'll come back
escaping
to
me
me.
too, but I know what you're talking.
It starts with a
He's
D. Yeah,
an old
AD.
watchdog, yeah.
AD is the initials. I know that. It's oh my gosh, you guys are all going to know who he is. It'll
It's
pop up
jumped
in
out
a
of my
minute.
head too, Sharona. That's okay, but
Dershowitz,
yeah,
Alan
her, yes.
Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz said this case was it was a easy win. The candidates had standing. Carrie Lake and Abe had standing. No problem. He wasn't even a Republican, and he's not exactly a courageous person, by the way. And he thought it was a total winner, easy payday. And he was sanctioned after being a part of that lawsuit, and he freaked out. He cut and ran, by the way, after that, because he couldn't believe it, and he knew this is lawfare. They don't want this to get out. They had another agenda. He even had to admit that. And of course, he's been public in supporting President Trump that the 2020 election was in fact stolen. And but he, faced massive consequences, including look at what's happened to him. Let's just talk about that for a second. What happens to people who come out? Alan Dershowitz has been accused of being at Pedophile Island, Epstein's Island, like 126 times. He has all of a sudden had all of these accusations from grown women who've come forward that he was made to settle with. All these things came out after he tried to just be an attorney for a very, what he thought was a very simple open and closed case. So they're going to get you. They're going to get you unless if you can't be got. And that's people like Mike Lindell. But let's talk about the deviation for just a moment.
Sure.
Deviation, like you just said, made no sense. We've got another huge deviation happening in South Dakota. And part of what we do with the Lindell plan is we alert the public immediately, get on every place we can. And again, I appreciate you so much letting me be on your show and talk to your people.
Sorry,
You've
ma'am.
built this, and I appreciate this so much. But it's really critical that people understand what's going on so they can rage against it on social media, on the phone, via email, saying, "No, we're not having this. We know what you did." It usually takes about 15 to 20 emails to really rock a politician's world. That's when they start getting scared. they start going, everybody knows what I did. Everybody thinks I'm a this, everybody thinks I'm a that. And the pressure gets really, really intense on them. So mediation. We had a friend in South Dakota, the Secretary of State. Her name is Monet L. Johnson. And she's the she was a an appointment by Governor Noem to fill the vacancy that happened in 2022. Well, we believed that she understood election fraud. She knew what was going on with the machine. She was a friend to the Lindell team. Meaning, all I mean by that is that she was willing to look at elections and say, okay, we can do better. All of a sudden, this is insane. All of a sudden, this past week, the Secretary of State, all it's unbelievable, instructed ES&S machines, which is used in South Dakota. They're a very corrupt, obviously, electronic voting machine company. They're being investigated right now in by a Miami district attorney for interference in foreign elections. Like, they're in a big, huge mess right now. And that's all public information, by the way, so I can't get sued. She instructed ES&S not to make ballot images during the election. Well, what does that matter? Well, that's how we get our cast vote record. That's how the Lindell offense team has gone through 250 million ballots to see all the illegal voters, all of the duplicate voters in different states, all of the dead voters. Is we get to see, we go through, they literally, this team goes through every single one of those ballots, compares information, utilizes the data to find where all the fraud is. If you don't have a cast vote record, you can't audit the election. You can't audit the machine. There's nothing you can do. And right now, for your listeners, just a reminder, your secretaries of state have formed contracts with the, this is unanimous. It's all comprehensive in the whole country. They have signed an agreement with the electronic voting machine companies. Doesn't matter which one, Hart, ES&S, Dominion, all of them, that the clerks in the county are not allowed to open up the black box machines. Not allowed to. The best you can
Yeah,
hope for
Tina
is to
Peters
do.
found that out the hard way, didn't she?
No, she never opened the machine. Oh, no. Tina Peters never broke any laws. We already
I
knew
don't
that.
think
We
she
already.
broke a law, but did she
No.
investigate whether the machines were working properly?
Yeah, so what she did was what's called a forensic image. She had a forensic image of the machine made that did not require, thankfully, the opening of the machine, because that would have been against the law, and she never acted unlawfully ever. So it's really important. That's when we learned. That's why we all went, wait a second. And you got to figure out what's going on with these machines, because why would they not let you? You're the one that's elected to oversee our election, and you're using the machine to do it. You have to know that there's, number one, no Bluetooth modems inside, because the Constitution of Colorado says these machines have to be air-gapped, meaning no wireless connections whatsoever. Bluetooth modems would mean that they're connected to the internet with a wireless connection device. So, of course, as the story goes, you all know now that there were 36 Bluetooth modems in the Mesa County voting machines, and yet it's Tina Peters that's looking at prison time, not the
Enough.
Secretary of State, not Dominion voting machines, all that. So this contract that prevents the people from knowing what's inside the black boxes that they drop their sacred vote into has to have some level of accountability. And the cast vote record was that level of accountability that we had access to.
Exactly.
Monique, or excuse me, Monet Johnson, the South Dakota Secretary of State, has just issued this order to the ES&S company not to make the ballot image. Every single person in this country should be calling her office right now and demanding to know why she is violating federal law. Federal law does not allow for that. You have to have a cast vote record in there. You have to have a ballot image according to federal law.
Well, where's
And
the
she's
governor in
usurping
all of
that.
this? Why isn't the governor on the news and just going crazy with this?
Well, remember, Monet was an appointment by Governor Kristi Noem, and she's not having a great week this week anyway. I don't know who told her she should talk about shooting her dog. I don't know what she thought was going to happen with that, but I'm rural, I'm country, I understand about bad dogs, but I, oh my gosh, I just lack of self-awareness is she's having a bad week. So I don't know where she's at on this. I've been waiting to hear actually, and I don't know. I don't know why she's not speaking out. I know that there's nothing been said at all except for by Mike Lindell and our team about what Monet Johnson is doing. Here's what I fear, that this is going to be a trend for the rest of the country, because these guys work in associations. There's the Republican Association of Secretaries of State, and there's the Democrat Association of Secretaries of State. And this is where the people really come in. This is your biggest work. You have to be making the phone calls, sending the emails, and holding these people accountable. Civic duty, it just has to be a part of your life. It was for the founders, it was for the first, second, third generations. And then after the Civil War, again, it was a major responsibility of the people. They understood that and they showed up. We've gotten complacent with our Netflix and our bonbons and our easy lives, and we're letting these people destroy us. And they're going to destroy us. They're going to be locking you in your houses. They're going to do all the things you talked about with the WHO and that partnership there. They are going to do that stuff to us if we won't actively take our country back. And you know what? If we're not going to get up and do the act that's necessary to get our country back, something as simple as going to a meeting, or something as simple as bringing forward evidence and gathering people together to work together to save your county, then we deserve what we get. You know, Benjamin Franklin was asked, "What do you have there?" And he said, "A republic, if you can keep it." And that's where
Yeah.
we're really at right now.
You're really focused on the county level, though, aren't you?
Yes, when I,
Yeah,
because I
I see
believe
that.
that's where it's at. You know, when we started our work that that brought Colorado to the forefront, we did not even know how corrupt Colorado was. I had no idea. It just started with the understanding that they had low expectations in our public schools. And then from there, it was always for me in the 2020 election, it was about a local city council race. I knew that Trump's election had been stolen, obviously. We all knew that. But what was I going to do about a national race? That's the overwhelming feeling where they make you feel it's so big you can't do anything about it. And what I'm here to say is that's not the race that matters. You fix the local election, you make sure it's a true and accurate, transparent process, and you fix the national election. But if your local elections are corrupt, how could you ever guarantee a national election? You can't.
No,
And
you
that's what
can't.
Trump's been saying. Every person has to get involved on a local level, form your groups, build a table. We didn't have anybody wanting to rally with us over the elections, and I got mad. I know what's going on. After I watched that election, especially, I really knew there's no way this happened. Something's wrong. And when you can't get your elected officials to publicly come out with you, but they cavort with you privately and they send you emails and keep going and good job, you have my blessing. Just let me know what's happening. You know, I can't get involved publicly. I should have been like more astute, but I wasn't. You know, I was new. I was new. But
I've encountered
now,
it too. Don't feel like the lone wolf. I've been there.
yeah, I think that's the normal stages, right? Of advocacy, as you call it, which I like that word a lot better. The normal stages of advocacy is like, ooh, this is really exciting, and I'm working with my elected officials. This is so cool. By the end of this, you realize you are there for one job and one job only, to hold your elected official accountable. They are no longer your
Sharona,
friends.
have you ever talked to Paul Preston?
No.
Okay. Let me tell you about Paul because this is a marriage that needs to happen. Paul is the first of all, he has two hats he wears. He's the he does my job on the world's most popular digital radio show, Agenda 21 Radio. It's really good. But he is the president of the New California Movement that has the blessing of the Trump people. And they're having great success removing county clerk and recorders who are violating election laws by doing the affidavit process. And he
Wow,
has moved people
wow.
out. I can facilitate an introduction between the two of you.
Let's
You
do
two,
that.
yeah, you know, and I know Paul knows Sheriff Mack, and Sheriff Mack knows Paul pretty well. I've known Paul for years and years and years. He's probably been on my show 20 times. And
Well, please
this
make
is
this
something that
happen.
needs to happen because he is doing what you're advocating for. I don't know how many people he's removed, but I'm going to say at least a dozen through the affidavit process. He wants to start it in Arizona. He wants it to spread throughout the country. But I want to be a naysayer here for a minute, and I'm only doing it so we can show the other side. And I want your
Push
response
back.
to this. If there's
Yeah.
two counties in Arizona that I'm going to tell you what ha I'm going to tell you what happened in Cochise County. I believe they have three county commissioners in Cochise County. Two of the three demanded to have a paper ballot count to validate the voting machine. So they did the voting machine process, which was required by state law, but then they wanted to validate the count by going through the votes. The Secretary of State, who was running for governor in a huge conflict of interest, entered into it and says, "You will go to jail if you do this." And then in Mojave County, you had the county supervisors knowing the election was stolen. And they said, "We're not certifying the election." And the same official, Katie Hobbs, said, "You're going to jail." Ron Gold was the guy that made the statement. I know Ron. I used to be on his show a lot
Yes.
10 years ago. And he made that statement. So here we have two counties standing up to the illegitimate corruption mafia machine in Arizona, and they're threatened with jail time. Can you respond to that?
Yeah, so I did have intimate knowledge of this whole event that was unfolding. Our partners, Cause of America, has been working with them and helping with some of the covering of legal fees and things like that. And one thing I would say is you don't need a united front, but there, you know, I think under the circumstances, it's very similar to Colorado. What would I have done at this point in the game? I would have gone to jail. That's what I would have done because I know that you can't back down. And that would have caused national outrage, which rightly so. And it would have caused national outrage for them also. And they would not have been forgotten, and we would have been there for them. And, but that's not really fair of me to say that because I'm not the one in that position.
I
I
know.
think that Cochise County has handled it pretty dadgum good. They've had, there are some that are more just genuinely, it's not a degrading comment, but some people just have more courage than others.
Yeah,
Okay.
but also look at Arizona. You have the
And
alternative electors,
yes.
which is illegal under our system, and they're all being prosecuted
Yes,
now.
that's right.
18
So
of
you're, yes, you have to decide which hill is yours to die on. I think
Right.
it's, I don't think it's a deeply personal choice. I think the founders demonstrated that there's just things you can't come back from. And the illegal authority that Katie Hobbs believes that she has had over the state of Arizona to tell them they're going to jail for voting their conscience with the electors and then also with the county commissioners doing what's in the best interest of their county. I really think they would have had legal standing. I think they should have said, come and take it. And I think they should have fought it all the way to the jail cell.
I
That's the
agree with
only
you,
way we're going to win.
but I wanted to put
But
that out there because people need to know there's going to be resistance to their efforts.
you're darn right there is. Of course that we are in a war. We're
That's
in a
true.
war right now. And they think the globalists think they've won. You know, and if we wave the white flag in the middle of the battle, we lose. We're done. So we need people to be willing to go all the way. And let me just, you know, demonstrate in this this conversation. I mean, we have a leader that's willing to do. He's shown us the way forward. He's willing to go to prison. He's willing to do whatever is necessary to restore our union, our republic. And we have to adopt that same spirit. What is your life? You know, the challenge for me is watching people grab onto and hold on to what doesn't even belong to them. Your life. If we don't get some really courageous people quickly who will finish these battles for us, and obviously we're right there alongside them, we're fighting with them, we're supporting them, we're funding them, we're giving of all of our treasure. If we don't get some courageous people who will finish this fight, we're done. And that's what I'm trying to stress. You're not going to be enjoying your Netflix. You're going to be in the FEMA camp. Why do you think they have them? These people don't have anything good in mind for those who resisted them. I mean, do we need to talk about PACCON? PACCON for the Christians across this country who are being targeted by the federal government right now for being Christian conservatives? You're on a list already. You're not going to escape. It's very much like Esther. It's very much when her uncle says to her, you know, we're going to have relief. And it may come through you, but if it doesn't, God's going to give it. But you might just be here for such a time as this. And I fear for those who have acquiesced, who have crumbled under the pressure, who have had to listen to that crow, you know, crow three times. I worry for them. I'm not going to be that person. That's all I can say. I'm not going to be that person. The day that you surrender to the right, to the life you thought you had,
I know. And
the day you're
unfortunately,
free,
we have a lot
the
of
day you're
people to
free.
wake up. Sharona, we have a lot of people to wake up. We are growing in
Yeah.
awareness as a country, but we're not there. And I'm wondering what's the trigger point? See, my position has been this. I don't even consider the violence card until the UN blue helmets show up in my city. And then I'm going to change my tune. But I will say this. I have always advocated for a nonviolent approach. And I talk a lot about civil disobedience. We're early enough into this communist takeover that if the people said no, it
Yes.
would collapse. They don't have enough power and they don't have the numbers to take us over. This is why they're actively right now putting UN troops in our country and disguising them as illegal immigrants. And I have documented pictures and videos of Chinese soldiers coming in. They're in
Thank you.
civilian uniforms, but they're standing at parade at rest, they're in straight lines. And we know what they are. There's no women, there's no children. And they're doing this with ages 25 to 35 from multiple countries. I have people in other countries telling me my relative is in your country because an NGO hired him on behalf of the UN. This is coming right now. People need to know this is here right now.
Yeah.
And I believe they're going to use the World Health Organization coming online in 10 days to begin to affect these changes. And we're going to see international enforcement, including the Chinese. And I'll say this, and then I want to defer back to you. But I published a speech that was leaked to me and about 10 other people from Weifang in 2017 to the Central Planning Committee of the CCP. And he was the defense minister, echoing the three previous defense ministers, saying, we're going to overtake America and we're not going to cohabitate. We are going to commit genocide. The only debate was what they do with the 14 million people of Chinese descent already in this country. And they are coming here to kill us, and they are going to be wearing blue helmets. And I can say this unequivocally. I've been talking about this for 13 years, and now we have multiple evidence coming in, and many in our military are aware of it. I know because I hear from them. We are in a great deal of trouble, and we need Donald Trump for this kind of time. I don't care if you like Trump. I don't care what you think about his marital indiscretions that are maybe exposed, maybe not. I don't care. There's no. Do you agree with me if Trump is taken out from running by assassination or by lawfare, there's no second choice? Is there a second choice?
There isn't any other option for America right now. And this
I
is
agree.
such a sad state of affairs because we were never supposed to be this dependent on a president. We were never supposed to be this dependent on the protection of the federal government. We were never supposed to feel them in the way that we feel them in America right now. And one of the best things that could happen is the dissolving of every single three-letter agency as soon as Trump is back in office. And I have no doubt that he will win this race handily. In spite of everything they try to do, he will win, he will prevail, and things will be back into the hands of the people like he promised at his inauguration in 2016. I
Maybe,
love this quote about
maybe they got to do a 90-10 flip, though, and you're talking about that issue. You're talking about voter fraud. When you eliminate images to validate votes, there's no limit on how much you can cheat.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the X factor. Okay. So I love this quote. We don't need a saint. We have plenty of them. We don't need a savior. We have the one and the only. What we needed was a bodyguard. And by God, that's what he gave us in President Trump. And I love that quote. That's from Moms for America posted that up. And I've thought about that a lot. Here's the X factor, Dave. As you know, we all know the X factor is God. If God has ordained it, then it will come to pass. But just like Mordecai had to say to Esther, God is going to come through for us. And maybe
You
he'll
just
use
opened
you.
up a can of worms with me, because I finish a lot of broadcasts that I do with this statement. We have a choice. We can be Nineveh and be restored through the mercy of God because we repented, or we can be Babylon and Sodom and Gomorrah. And we have a choice. We have a choice right now. And you just hit the key point. This is not just a political fight. This is just not a resource fight. This is a spiritual war we're in. It's good versus evil, and it's that simple.
I mean, that's really it. We're going to do everything we're supposed to do. We're going to show up. We're going to fight like we've never fought before, rightly, justly, lawfully. We're going to do all the things, and we're going to continue to do those day in and day out and just pray that somehow we are worthy of the protection of God just by the fact that our faith is demonstrating we believe this country is worth saving. You know,
Yeah.
nations all around the world believe we are. I think we should believe we are, and we should fight that way and stop already predetermining that our country is lost. You know, it's you mentioned the China thing, and for at the risk of sounding a little bit, you know, off, I had a dream. I only pay attention when they happen in threes or more, and I had a dream about it a little over a year ago, and it was so unnerving to me. I had it 3 nights in a row. I had it 4 nights in a row actually, but after the third night is when I told my husband, and I dreamed that we were at a giant theater. And there were all these people sitting out there, and we're waiting for an empty stage. Nobody's on the stage yet, but we're all sitting out there waiting. And I'm at the back of this big wall. And all of a sudden, this is my dream. The CCP is coming in. And I'm starting to yell and scream, they're coming in, they're invading, they're coming in. Nobody cares. They're focused on the theaters, on the stage. They're not watching. They don't care. And in my mind, I'm like, they don't care. They do not care at all what's happening. And then they've grabbed me, and I'm getting waterboarded, and it's just crazy. And I'm just been in my mind, I'm like, Lord, they don't care. They don't care.
Not
And I
yet.
had that dream repetitively. And I for the last year, all I've really focused on is like you said, we have to just keep waking people up. The CCP is already here. We know that the Chinese have their own police stations scattered throughout Minnesota, New York. Heard of a couple other states, but I haven't confirmed those ones. We know they took over our embassy at the Panama Canal. They're here. You're exactly right. And so we really have to decide, What are we going to do about it? And when the time comes that we have to take action, what are we willing to do? We keep acting like we own and possess our own lives. No, we don't. God's given us everything that we have. And for those who clutch and hold on to it, you're going to lose it. But for those who lose their life for his sake, his calling, that's when you're going to find it. And I can't stress it enough. And that's what Mike Lindell has done. That's what this plan is all about, that we're not worried about making money right now. We're worried about saving this country. When this country's in order and this country's great, everything else is great, and God will restore everything that we lost. Don't worry. God will restore everything that's been lost.
That's true,
Yes,
but
he will.
you've hit a key point. I want to make sure I quote this correctly here. Bear with me for a second. I did a piece on Rumble this, whoops, I lost you. There we go. I did a piece on Rumble this morning. And it was only 11 minutes long. And I entitled it Red Alert and then alerted to the Chinese and also to UN soldiers in migrant disguises basically coming across the border. And this is being exposed across the board. I've been saying this has been going on for 13 years. And I said this, and this has got to be our line in the sand. I implored my audience to share a copy of this with the military. My fear is this. I'm hoping we can change it till it gets to this point. But Sharona, my fear is that we're going to have to invoke the military to defend us against the invaders that are already here. And the military's got to act on their conscience. And I do know. Let's put it this way. I have relatives, I have friends who have retired or are active duty. They are not going to go along with this. But we have to educate the military because that's ultimately who's going to have to say, we're not going with this and we're defending the people.
I hope that that is a greater percentage also, because I do think that's going to come to pass, which is again unfortunate,
I know.
because we are not, we're not that nation. We're a constitutional republic. And so to have to depend on our military to save us and protect us is just absolutely, it's opposite of the freedom loving nation we are. And it definitely has the ability to fall into even greater fascism than we're already experiencing right now. So I'm concerned about that pathway that I've heard so many talk about. And I also don't put all my trust and faith in President Trump. I certainly believe he obviously demonstrated he's with us. He's fighting for us. He has nothing, there's no benefit to him to fight for America, is what I've learned, except for that he loves this country and he's going to do, what he thinks is the best way to help save some semblance of a future for his grandchildren, because he's fighting for his children also.
I
He's
agree.
fighting for a future for them.
I will
And
say this about Trump, though, okay? This
yeah.
man is not short on ego, and I used to be a therapist, so I'll interject this part. My analysis of Trump is he views himself as the second George Washington, and he wants that credit in history. He's building his legacy. I have no problem with that. If that's what it takes to turn this country around, then God bless him. Have all the ego you want because maybe that's what you need from a leader to fight these forces.
Right.
One of the things I am going to put you and Paul Preston together. You're motivating me
Thank
to
you.
call Sheriff Mack as soon as we're done here today because we're good friends. And I want you to reach out to Mike Lindell and tell him my show is at his service.
Absolutely.
And I am happy to because we need to combine efforts. I think you have hit the key point here. It's the county reclamation of
Yes.
our democracy is what's at stake. And I've seen
Yeah.
this now since Sheriff Mack and I have been, gosh, we've been knowing each other since 2007. And since that time, he has convinced me about the importance of the county. Paul Preston is living that. By the way, do you happen to know Liz Harris? I've gotten to know her pretty
Yes.
well. We've
Yeah,
done a
out of
couple of
Arizona.
appearances. Okay,
Yeah.
so and I think we should mention this too. Liz Harris dared, in fact, she brought on John Thaler's protege, Jackie Brager, to the state legislature in a joint committee on joke election integrity, and it was approved by everybody that this lady could appear, and they kicked her out of the legislature for having this lady appear because she pointed fingers at the number one guy in the House. The number one guy in the state Senate says, "You're on the take. Here are the affidavits. You're on the take." And they kick Liz out for having the guest. I just find this incredible. By the way, they threatened her life. Liz told me she went for a ride with a trusted person. And the person said, "If you don't shut up about this, they're going to find your body over in that field over there." And what Liz did, and where I first met her, is we were speaking to the Tea Party together, and Liz came out and she had canvassed Maricopa County and she found well over 100,000 votes that were fraudulent. Trump lost by, what, 11,000 votes? And she thinks that number
Wow.
is almost as high as 200,000. And by
Oh,
the way,
yeah.
when the voting machines went down in 2022, it's estimated about 150 to 200,000 people in Maricopa County were disenfranchised.
And yet, isn't it amazing? If those had been Democrats, we would have lawsuits for days. We would have rulings and judgments, and they would be vindicated, and we'd have a special election. But because this is about the restoration of the conservative republic, right? The true, real republic. We have lawfare, we have isolation, we have passing the buck, we have judges that they're never going to do their duty. It's just never going to happen. And so we have to live within that frame. And I appreciate that Liz has figured that out and she's living within that frame. So we have to have other clever ways. I can't wait to talk to Paul because it sounds like he's got some things figured out. What I get concerned about is that people go, this is unjust, and then they stay there. Of course it's unjust. You're fighting an enemy. An enemy that's clever and wants to win. So they're using all of their tools, and you would expect that. I would expect that. These are formidable opponents, and they're going to use all of the weapons at their hands, and they're going to do it. And we need to stop acting like all of a sudden they're virtuous. They aren't virtuous. These are liars. These are thieves. They are deceivers. And they're on the side of darkness. So we have to recognize that. That's where having these clever ideas and being able to implement new ideas, that's really what we've prayed for, is we need clever ideas. We need new approaches, because the old ones, we're going to keep tapping it. You never know. You never know when something's going to happen. I mean, look at Texas. The border all of a sudden started getting resolved when a judge had a personal family member be killed. So that's what it took. A judge finally said, okay, we're doing something now, after a family member was killed. So you never know when the clock's going to, run out, and finally they're going to do something, just because it hit home, it hit them personally, and that matters more to them than their fear. So we love that. But really, it's the clever ideas and new pathways that we're looking for to help wake up America, secure our counties, the sheriffs even. You can't always count on your sheriff. I definitely tried, and I was incredibly disappointed.
What county were
And
you in Colorado? I know you were in Rifle, but what county is that?
I was in Garfield County, and
Garfield County, okay.
my sheriff, I had asked him, if anything happens, I want you to be there, please, or send a deputy. I just want to make sure. Like, I trust him. I trust the sheriff's office. And because they're there to protect your rights,
That's
versus the
right.
police departments are there, to catch you doing something wrong. And of course, the Federal Bureau is doing whatever it is they're doing, whatever their agenda
They're
is.
the American
So
Gestapo. Let's call them what they are.
100%, 100%, the brown shirts are here. So he did not show up. And
It's called
he knew of,
intimidation.
yeah. Well, I'm gonna go with cowardice. I'm fine with that. He had been strong in a lot of different other areas and had bucked against the system and all of that. So I just, you just got to make sure that you have conviction of soul. You are committed to what you're doing, and play the scene through in your own mind first. Go through it first. With Cochise County, you mentioned that. I think that we had representatives that would have gone all the way, and I think with just a little bit of encouragement from the public, they would have. And it's interesting how that wild card gets thrown in there and upsets the whole apple cart and things. And it's interesting how that works out sometimes. Satan just really knows where to play us on our fears. And we've just got to choose. We just have to choose our faith and our trust in a God who knows all things, sees where we're at, knows what he is doing. If you
Right.
have a clean closet, and actually it's not even conditional, because David didn't have a clean closet. If you've submitted yourself to God, you need to trust him. At some point, you've got to trust him. Stop listening to the do this or do this, or if you do this, this is going to happen. Just trust the Lord and just watch what happens. It's not, I would never go back to my old life. I would never go back even to the security that I used to feel, because it was fake. It was a fake
I
security.
agree. One of the things I'm
So
going to advocate for, in fact, I may do a broadcast today on this, is I'm not going to put pressure on that Secretary of State in South Dakota. I think it's a waste of time. I'm going to Kristi Noem and I'm going to tell my audience that I'm going to give out her contact information. I'm going to say, I don't
yes.
give a crap what the media is saying about you. If you don't stand up to this Secretary of State right now, I don't care if you appointed her, if you don't do the right thing, we're going to let the country know that you've betrayed the conservative cause and you're a fake.
I like it.
And the pressure needs to be applied where it can be do the most good. And there should be instant legislation on this too that she introduces.
That's an excellent idea. I like it, Dave. I'm gonna do
It's
what Dave
just
says.
absolutely amazing. We have a few minutes left though.
Yeah.
Organizations like yours need support. I'm no stranger to that idea. So tell people about how they can best assist you.
Yes, one of the key elements in preparing for coming primary races is our tools called the wireless monitoring devices. And you can go to causeofamerica.org and fill out a request for a WMD in your community. Now, probably we have volunteers that are already there, but that's really where we're raising money right now. We're actually preparing for a huge telethon the end of June to help fund the last stretch before the November election. But we want to have at least three of these WMDs in every single county. And what they do is they detect when the voting machines go online. They detect when there's any kind of online interference happening with the machines. Now, because we're told they can't go online, that's a huge problem. And that's when, like you said, sorry, that was the rest of the plan, by the way. We have the WMDs. That's when the sheriff is employed, because the
Yes.
sheriff is supposed to be supporting the Constitution. And the majority of states say you cannot have these machines, must be air-gapped. So that's when you employ the sheriff and demand a halt to the election immediately, because you have evidence now during the process of the election. Don't wait till the day after. What have
Agree.
we learned more than anything is if you wait till after, look at what happens. Look at Arizona. We saw things beforehand. The sheriff should have been grabbed up, and it should be stopped immediately. The election should halt
Well,
immediately.
Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Pinzon got $2 million from George Soros to be in office to get Jorip, Iowa.
Well, that's going to be a
So
problem.
the thing is, that wasn't going to
Yes.
happen there. But I do agree with you. As a rule of thumb, that absolutely
Yes.
needs to happen. Well, Sharon, I want
Yes.
to. Would you give out your website one more time?
Yeah,
Just
absolutely.
out of time.
Lindell, super simple, lindellplan.com. That's two L's, LINDELL plan.com. And make sure you tune into Frank's Speech. We have our show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2 p.m.
We'll do
Central
that.
Time. And I love to see you guys there. It's quite an exciting time we're in right now. And I don't get teary because I'm hopeless. I get teary because I'm like, just get on this ride with us.
I
You
hear
might be the
you.
person we're waiting for. You know,
No,
you might be the one.
I completely agree and I understand. And I love your passion. So you have nothing to apologize for. I love your passion and what you're doing. And like I said, tell Mike Lindell that we're at his service. We want to help and we want to help you as well. Feel free to contact me anytime you want to get the word out on something.
Thank you so
Anyway,
much.
Trona Bishop, thank you so much for what you do. God bless you.
Thank you.
Take
Thank you for
care.
having me.